Hi, everybody. Debbie here. In this next issue of eNotes, we're in for a treat with another lesson by Mark Schalansky. And Mark is a freelance pianist and composer. And he teaches at the University of Southern Maine. He teaches at the University of New Hampshire and an associate professor at Berklee College of Music. He's a great jazz pianist and a great teacher and has some really neat ideas on how to explain things that that I respect and I think you'll get a lot out of. So here is Mark. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Debbie. Hello, everybody. So today Debbie asked me to speak a little bit about and demonstrate a little bit about improvisation. First thing I would say, sometimes it's hard, no matter what you know about improvisation, it's hard to just get started doing it. There's a lot of, maybe some courage you have to build up, and you're putting yourself out there. You're basically, when you're improvising, you're making a composition in, you know, but very fast, in real time. So it can be stressful and very sort of exposing. One thing I like to tell people is improvisation, and I like to tell non-musicians this too, because they ask, you know, well, how much is made up and how much is written down? Improvisation in any idiom, whether it's jazz or bluegrass or rock and roll, whatever, it's speaking a language. It's just like whatever language you speak. So I don't know what I'm going to say next, obviously, with all the pausing and umming and giggling and things like that, but I know what a noun is and a verb is. I know how to put a sentence together, and I have something I'd like to tell you about, so I'm using language to explain that to you. So that part is improvisation, and it's the same thing in music. The things we learn about in order to improvise, whether they're chord voicings, scales, whether we're learning riffs from a book, or copying our favorite parts of jazz solos or whatever solos, whatever idiom you play in. That's all learning language, and then you memorize that language and you learn what it means, like learning a new vocabulary word. I just learned the word ostensibly, which I like to use that a lot. Ostensibly, I will be at Debbie's recording this lecture.
You didn't know ostensibly?
I like to use that example because it's one of my favorite words. So when I was learning to use it ostensibly, I would say it all the time. Ostensibly, I'd like to have lunch at noon today. Ostensibly, I need to fill the car with gas. Even when I wasn't using ostensibly properly, I still would use it way too much. So that's what happens when we learn new licks and new chord information or new songs, whatever, in order to improvise with. We tend to use them a lot, and then pretty soon they assimilate themselves into our language, into our vocabulary. So that's the basic process by which you're going to be improvising. And you're probably doing things like that already. You're learning scales. You're learning chord voicings. Maybe you have a book of jazz solos that you're memorizing. One of my favorite ways to learn how to play an idiom is just to listen and listen and listen to recordings in that idiom. And if you can, memorize some examples of those performances. And even better is to write them down on music paper. So I've been doing that a lot this summer. I have a little break from teaching, so I've been listening to a lot of jazz solos and writing them down on paper and analyzing them and seeing.
Who are you listening to?
A lot of it is kind of going back to things that I've liked for a long time, but I've never written down. So I'm in the middle of this Wynton Kelly solo. Wynton Kelly, the jazz piano player who played with Miles Davis for many years in the 50s and 60s, is a recording by Sonny Rollins, the jazz saxophone player. The song is called Tune Up. And the sax solo and the piano solos are really great, and there's a lot of information in there, so I've been transcribing those and writing them down, and also as many solos as I can get my hands on by Herbie Hancock in the mid-60s as well. He's one of the greatest jazz piano players of all time, and he actually has a new album coming out where he plays with a lot of pop musicians too, and a lot of world musicians. But, in a very general sense, that's the best way to learn how to play this music is to listen and listen and listen open-mindedly to examples of performances in that, in this idiom, and trying to figure out what they do by ear. But let me talk to you a little bit about ways to put some of this information into practice. And these are exercises that I've learned from the jazz educator Hal Crook. He's a great trombone player and educator. He teaches out of his studio in Attleboro, Massachusetts, and he teaches at Berkeley. And a lot of these ideas are kind of revolutionary because a lot of us talk about theoretical information. We talk about analyzing solos, but we don't talk about these specific sort of these compositional techniques that I'm going to talk to you about. They're about the literal music themselves. They don't have anything to do with maybe with jazz history or jazz chords or scales or whatever. And you can do this, like I said, at whatever level you're at. So the first technique I'll talk about is called space. We all understand what space is. I'm speaking a lot right now. I'm not leaving any pauses. I'm just going and going and going and speaking. But if there was something I really wanted to emphasize, I would leave spaces in between my words so that there's some drama and also you're waiting to see what I might say next with these spaces. Right now I'm using space in order to demonstrate what space does in a speech. The way we practice it, I'm going to play an F blues here. I'm going to use a 12-bar blues form. And what I recommend people do when they're trying to incorporate this technique of space is, or any of these techniques I'm going to talk about, try and use it in a general way at first without being too critical of what you're doing. So improvise. This also presupposes that you're already improvising. But it doesn't even really matter what you play. Don't criticize anything about what you're playing except that you are leaving space between your riffs, between your ideas. So I'm going to do that with a blues form here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Two, three, four.